With Talking Health, I'm Alex Symington. Today on Talking Health, we will be talking about the health benefits of masturbation. It's National Masturbation Month, and yes, masturbation can be a positive health boost for all of us, not just for the individuals, but as a wider society. While many people still see it as a taboo to talk about, it can help many of us learn about our bodies, our sexual preferences, and our partners. It releases healthy neurochemicals called endorphins, which reduce stress and can boost your immune system. It is also beneficial for mental health, allowing you to relax with no pressure. We spoke to Alex Fox, sex expert and journalist, who explained how masturbation can help improve our health.
The health benefits of masturbation have been proven time and time again by multiple academic studies. When you experience self-pleasure or orgasm, your body is flooded with chemicals called endorphins. These can help to prevent things like depression and stress. They can help us sleep better, and generally they give us a heightened sense of well-being. Masturbation is also really good for your self-image and your self-knowledge. The more you touch yourself, the more you're likely to appreciate what kinds of tools, techniques, and touches work for you in bed. Thus, it follows that masturbation on your own does improve your relationship with a partner too. And in fact, if you can mutually masturbate or show each other, demonstrate to each other what you enjoy between the sheets, then you're more likely to have a satisfying shared sexual relationship. So there's lots of benefits here, but in order to reap those, we need to chatter and natter about this topic of self-pleasure.
She also explains how it can help society as a whole, with psychological and societal benefits that come from increased openness and positivity.
Masturbation is not just good for you, it's good for you and yours, in a way. I found it really intriguing that the younger generation are beginning to converse more about this subject. The Tenga study found that about a fifth of millennials, so that's folks aged between 18 and 34, do talk at least once a month about masturbation. And if you compare that to Generation X folks, so 35 to 54, and baby boomers, that's people who are over 55, only 5% and a minuscule 2% of them are having these conversations. The younger generation, I think, are more open in general about talking about health issues and about body matters. They tend to share more about their lives, perhaps due to the influence of social media and the internet. But I think there's also a very promising drive towards body positivity. And I think, for me, the impression I'm getting from these Tenga stats is that younger people are talking more about masturbation and feel more comfortable and laid back about talking about masturbation, because they recognise that it is a natural, healthy thing, and that there's a lot to be gained by not seeing it as a stigmatised, shameful thing to discuss.
So with that in mind, get in touch with yourself this National Masturbation Month. For more information on sexual wellbeing, visit www.masturbationmatters.co.uk. With Talking Health, I'm Alex Symington.